Proverbs 3, 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. About 10 years ago, I was directing a summer conference at Glen Eyrie, the Navigators Conference Center in Colorado Springs. I was in a meeting where Rod Sargent was speaking on the subject of giving. Before he began his message, he took a poll of the audience. There were about 200 conferees, and he asked them a question that could be answered with either yes or no. He gathered the slips of paper, quickly tabulated them, and announced the result. The overwhelming majority had answered no. In fact, all but a half dozen or so had answered the question with a no. Now, they were all Christians, most of them carrying responsibilities in their local churches. The question was this: do you feel you're a generous person? The topic and theme of our verse for today is give generously. The verse gives a command and a promise. We are told to honor the Lord. Our lives are to bring honor and glory to Him. Paul tells us to glorify God with our bodies and our spirits, which are God's. The way we live, think, act, and react, all are to honor the Lord. But in this verse, a further revelation is given as to how to do that. We are to honor Him with our substance, how we use what we have. Do we use our automobile to honor the Lord? Do we use our bank accounts to honor Him? How about our golf clubs, tennis racket, television sets? The command is clear: honor the Lord with thy substance. Then he goes on to say, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. When riches increase, we are tempted to honor ourselves and set our hearts on the things of this world. Notice three words: first fruits. God, who is first and best, should have the first and best. All. In everything where God has prospered us, we must honor Him. Thine. It is yours. God gave it to you to be used according to His will and His word. It is not how much you have, but what you do with it, the way it's used. Then the promise: so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. The New Testament cross-reference is Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Moses in the law taught, "The first of the fruits of the land shall thou bring into the house of the Lord." The prophet Malachi taught, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and try me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven, and pour out for you a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." Here we have instruction from the law and the prophets and the Proverbs and the teachings of Jesus Himself. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.